sure that's fresh on our minds, that idea of giving and receiving gifts. You know, for me as a parent, I'm experiencing and seeing this firsthand for young children. Our two older children are at the age where they can begin their understanding and they realize what's taking place. And to see their expression on their face when they see a gift with their name on it. Just today, Jonathan, he saw a gift and he's starting to read now and he saw his name and his face just lit up because he knew that was for him. And it was a wonderful thing for him to realize what was going to be taking place and that that was his gift that he was going to be seeing. You know, we see around this time of the year, it's a kind of a spirit, a Christmas spirit, the idea of giving and receiving. And just today, we experienced that in a firsthand way. You know, somebody at the grocery store stepped up and paid for our groceries today. Wow. Just out of the goodness of their heart, they wanted to give, and they did that. You know, it's a special thing. And made me think we should have bought more stuff, right? But that idea of giving. And giving is so intertwined with the Christmas season because it is a pattern that follows God's giving His Son to man. It's a pattern that we see in the Bible. And there's, in several places, the Bible highlights this God-sent gift to you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, it calls it God's unspeakable gift. Tonight, I'd like to direct your attention to a very familiar verse in the Word of God, but it has everything to do with this idea of God giving His gift, this gift. It's John chapter 3 and verse 16. A very familiar verse. Many could quote it here, I'm sure, but let's take a moment and think about this verse and the idea of God giving, Him gifting His Son to us. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I don't know about you, but that sounds like a good gift to me. Everlasting life. From this verse, we see several truths about God's gift. And I'm just going to quickly point these out. But first of all, we see God's gift is revealing. It reveals His love toward us. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," that He gave us that gift of His Son. He so loved the world. This gift reveals God's great love for you and for me, for all of mankind. There's not one person that's outside the reach of God's love here tonight. No, He has shown and given His love, shown His love through sending His Son, Jesus Christ. Just think about that tonight. He thought of you. He thought about you. In His love, He thought about you. Well, you might be going through something difficult, maybe a difficult year, but God, the God of heaven, thought about you. And in His love, He thought about you. He showed His kindness to you. You know, we can relate with this. You know, when we get a gift from somebody and we open that and we think, wow, they didn't have to do that. They thought of us. They went out of their way. They gave of their resources to purchase this item for me. It's pretty touching. And we see that with Jesus Christ and the gift that He has given to us. You know, why did He love us so much? I love the verse in Romans 5 and verse 8. It says, "But God commendeth," or "showeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Wow, what a truth. He showed His love. Even though we were sinners, we were undeserving of His love. There was nothing about us that merited or deserved God's love, His attention. But He chose to love us. He chose to show His love toward us. The familiar verse in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He loved us despite our sin. In our sin, He loved us. So God's gift is revealing. But I also want to see that it's personal. And I touched on this, but God's gift is personal. It says, for God so loved the world. That's every individual, every single person in this room, every single person in this world, every person that's ever lived or ever will live. God's love, God's gift was to them, to that person. It's directed to every person. It says, going on, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever. I love putting people's names in there when I'm talking with somebody and putting their name, because that's really what it is. It's my name. I could put my name in there. That if Philip would believe, or you could put your name in there, that whosoever believeth in Him, it's personal. Think about it this way. God's gift to you has your name on it. It has your name on it. He's offering it to you with your name and a big ribbon on it. And it's for you. That whosoever, it's personal. The Bible tells us He is not willing that any should perish. He's not willing that one person should perish. It's personal. But it goes on and we see that God's gift to man and to you tonight is eternal. The gift of salvation that Jesus offers is not something that's temporary. It's eternal. It's forever. It says there in our text verse that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's eternal. God's gift is eternal. Have you ever gotten a gift and, or maybe given a gift for a child and maybe a week or two later, they don't care about it. It's worthless. It's broken. It's in the garbage already. It's pretty temporal. But God's gift is eternal. It will eternally cover our sin. It has eternally paid for our sins. And He offers it to you here tonight as a gift to receive. God's gift tonight, friend, is your only hope of heaven. That gift that He is offering is your only hope. Without that gift, you will never make it to heaven. You will never experience forgiveness of sins. You will never know that weight lifted from your shoulders. The gift, it's eternal. But lastly, we see God's gift must be accepted. It must be accepted. There's a decision that must be made. There's a decision that you personally have to make. Nobody else can make it for you. You have to make the decision to accept God's gift. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. God doesn't force it on us. He gives us a choice to accept that gift. That whosoever believeth. A decision that must be made. You know, you must take the gift God is offering to you. You must accept that. You have to take it. It's not good enough just to look at it, to admire it, to be impressed and awed at what God has done. No, you have to personally accept it. You have to personally take it. You know, think about it in this comparison. Maybe tomorrow or maybe already some have celebrated Christmas and opening gifts and giving gifts and opening them. Imagine if you didn't touch those gifts under the tree. They had your name on it, had your name right there, beautifully written, beautifully wrapped. It was there for you, but you go through the day tomorrow and you never opened it. You come to New Year's Day and it's still sitting there under the tree. You come to springtime, the grass, the weather's changing, the grass is beginning to grow, and your gifts are still sitting there under the tree. I mean, think about how foolish this is. You come to next Christmas, it's still there. It just doesn't seem right. But think about it in this light. You know, God is offering to you tonight His gift, with your name on it. It doesn't do any good just sitting there. You have to personally accept it. You have to accept what Jesus Christ has done for you. It's not good enough just to look at it and admire it. No, you've got to say, no, I need that gift. And you reach out and you take that gift. It's a decision of faith where you realize that God's gift of salvation is what I need. And He's offering it to me. And you reach out and you take it by faith and say, yes, this is what I need. This is my only hope of heaven. And you take the gift that Jesus Christ is offering. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Why would you ignore this gift tonight? Why wouldn't you take it? Why wouldn't you simply reach out, so to speak, in faith and take that gift that Jesus Christ is offering to you? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, we also see this reference to the gift. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. You know, friend, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to try to go to church and do all these things to earn it. It's a gift. All you have to do is take it by faith. Accept that gift. So tonight, have you taken this gift? Have you accepted the greatest gift that has ever been given to man? Maybe you, for a long time, looked at it. You've admired it. Yes, you know, you understand. It's got your name. You see your name on it. But you've never accepted it. It's not a difficult thing. It's not a hard decision to make. It's a simple decision of faith where you realize what Jesus Christ has done, the gift that He is offering to you, and you take it. That's what we do at Christmas. Somebody says, here, this gift is for you. You take it, and it's yours. This gift that Jesus offers, you reach out and you take it, believing that it is the only way of salvation, that it's what Jesus Christ offers to you here tonight. So tonight, have you accepted the gift? If not, you can do that right there in your seat. You can accept that gift. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that gift that He's offering to you tonight. I encourage you, if you've never taken that gift that's got your name on it, that tonight you would reach out by faith and say, I'm going to take it. It's mine. And you will have everlasting life. That's the whole reason Jesus came. That's the whole reason we celebrate Christmas, is because God came to this earth, died on the cross, and made a way for you and me to be rescued, delivered from our sins. Tonight, would you accept the gift? Would you take it by faith? Let's pray. Lord, tonight, would you help some soul in simple faith to reach out and take that gift? The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Lord, maybe somebody here tonight knows about the gift. They've seen it there waiting for them. Their name is on it. They understand what you've done for them. But they've never made that simple decision to believe, to reach out by faith and take that gift. Lord, that gift does no good to them just to look at it. They have to act upon it. They have to take it by faith. Lord, help that soul here tonight to reach out and take that gift that you offer to them. Lord, I pray that you would give them understanding that they need. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can turn to hymn 101 in your hymnals. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me in the Lord Jesus Christ.